This is a real pleasure to be able to pay a tribute to my friend Ed Opitz. I just want to say, as a little background on myself, I'm a third generation Californian. My grandfather came out here in 1865 and started selling products that later became rather obsolete. He was a buggy whip manufacturer. And interestingly, last week, our family company finally closed down their last distribution point for riding goods and buggy whips. I was raised somewhat differently than the stories we got a little bit earlier today about the 60s. My dad bought a ranch and then encouraged my brother and I to take all the money we had saved and put in our banking account, and he matched it and bought us two cows. Then we were informed that we would have to work every weekend and all summer vacation in order to compensate him for his ranch foreman taking care of our cows. So between that and a very active career in the Boy Scout movement then, which didn't even seem to have any gay scoutmasters to worry about during our period, I was able to keep busy and didn't have time to get in trouble, as many of the young people in the 60s appeared to have done. Fortunately, after a stint in World War II, and I shouldn't really call it that because I signed up before I graduated from high school, and 2 years and 4 months after I graduated from high school, I had a degree in engineering, a commission in the Navy, and they had just signed the armistice on the Missouri in Tokyo Bay. So I was able to go out to the Bikini Atoll for the atom bomb tests, but nobody was shooting back at us at that point. But shortly after that, in connection with my own religious activities, I was very fortunate to become a member of a small group that compiled a book that a few of you may be familiar with, which is entitled The Christian History of Our Constitution. It was compiled, it wasn't written, and consisted largely of sermons delivered during the Revolutionary War period in our country, plus the original John Locke in the English script, so you have trouble reading it. But during the time that our group was compiling that big tome, it's about this thick, we had the privilege of hearing two speakers. The first one was Leonard E. Reed, who was then organizing. It was 1946. He, with Henry Hazlitt and Baldy Harper, were then organizing the Foundation for Economic Education. After Leonard had been the head of the Chamber of Commerce in Burlingame, California, where I spent my business career and was able to have Leonard come back out there for the 50th anniversary of his service as part of the Chamber of Commerce, he then was promoted and became head of the Chamber of Commerce in Palo Alto, California, subsequently the head of the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce, which was a pretty good record for a high school dropout. And he was always proud of that. but he spoke to us together with one other gentleman that some of you may know. He was a member of the Mont Pelerin Society, the Reverend Howard Kirshner, who had just written a book called God, Gold, and Government, which was another waymark in the early effort to promote a free market in our country. My own business, just so you get a little idea of it, was to fill San Francisco Bay in Burlingame, California. When I started in that business, I had gone down to the county assessor and found that there was an old San Francisco family who didn't seem to think that 40 acres was worth $400 an acre with frontage on the main freeway south from San Francisco, just because it happened to be covered with water at high tide. And we were able to buy that and an adjacent 200 acres. And in those days, we could walk into the Army Corps of Engineers, ask for a permit, and within 30 days have a permit to fill it. The State Lands Commission would do the same thing. And you will now find the Sheraton Hotel, Red Roof Inns, Sterling Suites, and another half dozen office buildings on that land as you drive up at the south end of the San Francisco airport. So this was also getting close to government operations, and for 25 years I personally attended more meetings of the Burlingame City Council than any member of the City Council, and more members of the Planning Commission, more meetings of the Planning Commission than any member of the Planning Commission. Fortunately, it was totally on the up and up, but we did get all the permits we needed. But during this period, I became a very strong and enthusiastic supporter of Leonard Reed and the Foundation for Economic Education, which I believe we all recognize was sort of the granddaddy of all of the free market organizations. Today, they are still doing a fine job, but have had to pick their own niche and go in their own direction. Leonard Reed always used to say, "We have too many unprincipled politicians in Washington now. We don't need to change them. Don't waste your time on political activities. When we can once change the thinking in our country, they will switch over and vote our way." And I think we've seen some early signs in that direction, but we certainly have a long way to go. In my relationship with Leonard and the Foundation for Economic Education, one of the great things was to always have Ed Opitz right there by Leonard Reed's side, helping him. In fact, I can still remember whenever Leonard had to reply to a serious critic of his conservative libertarian philosophy, and he was either too upset at the critic, or he would say, I'll give Eddie the job of writing this letter. And Ed was able, with his Christian love, without offense to the critic, to often attract him to our cause. And Leonard used to tell of repeated times that that happened. I think the best way I can introduce Ed to you is a quote from his own writings. And I quote, "In today's world, the term Christian libertarian seems to many people as an oxymoron. It is not. It exemplifies nothing less than the true meaning of the teachings of Jesus. It is very tempting, to use the power of the state to gain privilege. The one and only thing that held this temptation in check during the early years of our nation was the religious convictions of the majority of the people, as reflected in the Constitution. In the mid-1800s, a tidal wave of European collectivist philosophy and theology swept across the Atlantic, which by the late 1800s became known as the social gospel, under whose spell our individualist theology became branded as selfish, greedy, and surely unchristian. We have the gift of an inner freedom so far-reaching that we can choose either to accept or reject God who gave it to us. Ed Opitz is a native of Massachusetts. He received his college degree in political science and a minor in economics. And after college, Ed went to California to the Pacific School of Religion in Berkeley, where he began to sense the ways in which economics, politics, and theology are mutually implicated. 3 years later, he received a theological degree. Ed is the author of The Powers That Be and co-author of The Kingdom Without God. Ed Opitz joined the staff of the Foundation for Economic Education in 1955. He founded and acts as coordinator for The Remnant, an interdenominational fellowship of clergymen who are libertarian, conservative in outlook. He is the founder of the Nockian Society and serves as its secretary. He has been a board member of the Congregational Foundation for Theological Studies and has served on the executive committee of his denomination. A group of libertarian Christians asked him to become director of spiritual mobilization that you've heard about. In the July 1991 Freeman article, Biblical Roots of American Liberty, Ed was awarded a $5,000 prize in the Amy Foundation Writing Awards for 1991. Arlington House Publishers commissioned Ed to write a book-length exposition of the relationship of biblical religion to the free market economics. The resulting volume, Religion and Capitalism, Allies, Not Enemies, was published in 1970 as a conservative book club selection. This year, Ed has just published The Libertarian Theology of Freedom, which you can see and purchase out in the lobby. It is certainly a privilege and pleasure for me to introduce the Reverend Ed Opitz, a true pioneer and a valiant fighter for freedom in our country.